there are things you can do for your personal information. One of the biggest things you can do is to not reuse passwords on various sites. So use good passwords, use unique passwords. And then if you can do things like enable what we call two-factor authentication, which is available through some banks, it's available through Facebook, Gmail, those kind of things, where the site will contact your cell phone and send you a text message just to make sure it's really you logging in. That's a great thing. But as far as these other sites and, you know, the government, I mean, you have to give some information up to be, you know, a cyber citizen, so to speak. But one thing you can do is just be careful, you know, who has your information, and keep an eye out for things. You mentioned the credit card breaches. Keep an eye on your credit reports and that sort of thing.
Does this go hand in hand with also, you know, I think about folks in math and computer science and algorithms and just trying to make encryption stronger and stronger, because you'd think that hopefully the federal government sites wouldn't be breached.
So until the details come out of about this attack, we're not sure whether it was an encryption thing. A lot of times these breaches occur when there's already an existing vulnerability in software. Many times the vulnerability has been out for quite a while. So until we know what happens, it's kind of hard to say whether it's encryption. Encryption's pretty good for the most part right now. Most of the errors we see like this are due to user configuration or bad credentials or just a bug in the software that no one has patched yet.
That's the thing that helps, isn't it? Discussing what went wrong, how it was fought, how it was fixed.
Yes, that's the biggest thing, is to keep the information flowing. There's some programs like InfraGuard that the FBI runs that allows information to flow from the private sector to the public sector and back. There's a lot of information sharing, but a lot of it goes down to just what's happened and what we can do to avoid these in the future.